Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Greenway?
Yo, what's up, dude?
I'm good, bro. Look at you using yo like a boss. My word is spreading. This is fantastic.
You know, I've got to play along.
Humor me. Well, listen, Greenway, first of all, I'm sorry about your health. I was watching your Snapchats. In the past year, you were telling everyone your health has deteriorated. What's going on, dude?
Dude, this is what happens when you work far too hard. Like, I've been focusing too heavy on the career and not enough on the fitness. So I've started running again, going to get everything back in order, going to get life back on track, get everything nice and healthy again. So getting better, slowly, getting fitter. I ran 4Ks over the weekend and 4.8 yesterday. So already a 20% improvement, and then going for a run on Wednesday again, and then another longer one on the weekend. So getting into it.
Yeah, that's good, because Discovery came to your office and did like a whole checkup on you, and that's how you figured out that stress was taking quite a toll on your body.
Yeah, dude, everything's 10% worse. Blood pressure, blood sugar, like cholesterol, everything, just 10% worse than last year. So I've had enough of it, and I'm going to do something about it.
There is some good news in your life, though, and just, I'd love following people on Snapchat because I know like every detail about someone's life now. So, for instance, I know not only the state of your health, but I also know that you really, really, really were happy about SpaceX landing that rocket on that floating drone ship for the very first time.
Oh, dude, I've been waiting for this since December last year. So that's when they landed there. So basically what happens is normally you launch a rocket into space, it shoots off the satellite or the stuff that they're refueling the International Space Station with, and then it falls into the ocean and it's gone. And like SpaceX, one of their Falcon 9 rockets costs $60 million to make, and people are wasting those. So in December, they landed their first one ever back on dry land. And what they've been trying to do since then is they've got this like autonomous drone thing that goes out into the like landing platform that goes out into the middle of the sea. And they've been trying to land the rocket on that. And they've tried 3 times and failed. So you must know that's $180 million that they failed with. And they finally succeeded last week, I think it was Friday night when it happened. And it was the coolest thing because they broadcast all of their launches live on YouTube. So you can actually watch live as this thing's going on from their mission center. And they show you like camera footage from the actual rocket as it's going to space, and add like the helicopter that's next to the drone while it's landing. And it was just so cool. And it's basically going to reduce the cost of space travel. And this is what's going to get us to Mars. This is step one.
Jeez, really, really dope, bro. It's just cool. It just is cool. There's not much more I can say outside of that's really cool.
Dude, the science of launching something into space, having it flip around and find a drone platform in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and then land on it, but in the middle of it. That's just, it was so cool.
Super dope. This is why you were raving about it on Snapchat. Okay. Back down to earth. Yeah. Let's gravitate ourselves to things that are a little bit more accessible. Things that we can have in our hands, and not just watch on YouTube. Huawei have a brand new phone out. Should we care about the P9 and the P9 Plus?
Yes, we should. And, the reason that we should, care about it is because it's got 2 cameras on the back. And that's going to be the big thing going forward. You're going to see a lot more manufacturers doing it. LG already have their new smartphone, the G5, has 2 cameras. One of them's a wide-angle lens. One's a regular one. And what Huawei have done is they've put a full-color sensor and then a monochrome, so black and white sensor, on the back. And what it does is it lets them capture a lot more light detail. So they're able to better do close-up detail and shots where the light isn't so great. They can figure out, and basically there's a whole bunch of cool algorithms that work out how to get you much better pictures. And from all of the samples I've seen from friends of mine who have the phone already, and from everything that I've seen close up when I played with one of them, it's really looking to be one of the best phones, like mobile photography wise, for the year so far. So much so that this dual camera thing is rumored to be going into the iPhone 7 Plus when it comes out later this year. So it's one of those things that you're going to see a lot of going forward, because cameras have just gotten good. So now we've got to make 2 cameras to make things better.
It never occurred to me that we may need 2 cameras on the back of the phone and 1 camera in the front of the phone, and eventually 2 cameras probably in the front of the phone and 2 cameras at the back of the phone. It never occurred to me that we needed more cameras on a phone.
Dude, more cameras, more better. That's just the way it is.
I mean, how many angles do we need on a picture, though?
So this is the thing, is that that's so... You know, have you ever tried to take like, you know, a panorama of a place because the picture just doesn't fit right? And then you're only taking like a little bit of a panorama and it doesn't really fit right anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what LG did. So like that wide angle lens lets you capture like a whole room or like a football stadium. I've seen a lot of cool ones where guys were testing it out like at their local football or rugby stadium, like during a game. And you like, instead of just taking a photo of the pitch, you're now taking a photo of like the whole stadium at once, which gives a lot more like atmosphere. And with Huawei's one, there's actually a massive difference, especially in the close-up detail. So when you're doing pictures of anything that's close to you and there's a lot of interference in the background normally where you'd start seeing like blurring out of the edges of any item that you're taking a photo of, the P9 is really, really good at capturing that extra detail because the monochrome camera actually captures a completely different image to what the color one does. And then they blend the two together with some weird software trickery. Sure. But it's really, really cool.
It's going to be, I don't know, we're probably like 2-3 years away from 360 degree stuff, right? On our phone, that being a possibility.
Yeah. So the 360 degree thing, I mean, if you've ever used Google's Photos app, the native Photos app, either on Android or you can download it for iOS, you can actually upload what they call photospheres, which is like a 360 degree picture of where you are at any given time, but it's not amazing yet. LG have cameras that can, so they've got like a dual camera that like takes a picture of the back and the front and it captures almost 360. And then you've got a lot of other guys like GoPro have a rig that can do it. And they're starting to have like, so it mounts like 8 GoPros around and creates this full 360 degree image at once. And we're getting close to the ability to do that. Whether it'll get into smartphones, I don't know. I don't think we've got enough space at the moment. That's the big thing is that, you know, all of these smartphones are so thin. That's why they've got such bad cameras in terms of what you can do with like a professional camera versus your smartphone camera. It's a space issue at the moment. So will we get there? Probably. I mean, we've done crazier things with smartphones. So we'll probably get there sometime, but I doubt it's going to be in like the next 3 years. It'll probably be a bit further off.
You know what I would dig is like a marble. And then the marble takes a 360 degree photo and I could just like throw it in the air and it would take like a picture. That'd be sick.
Yeah. So we're not marble sized yet. We're like football sized.
So, yeah.
But we're getting there.
Don't worry. I'm working on it, bro. I've been looking at my marbles a little differently of late and I'm in the process.
Just don't tell people, dude.
Yeah.
Don't tell people till it's real.
Let's speak about a brand that I'm a fan of. I dig what New Balance are doing. They made 3D sneakers though, but I'm not happy because I can never get a pair because they only made like what, 44?
Yeah. So they 3D printed the midsole of a shoe. So that's like the big chunky bit that you see like on the outside when you're looking at the side of a shoe, like at the bottom. That's called the midsole. And they 3D printed it and it sort of looks like an aero, you know, with that like bubbles everywhere. And it looks really, really slick. So it's white 3D printed plastic at the bottom and then black material on top, which goes with the whole monochrome thing. That's sort of, you know, the fashion vibe at the moment. There's 44 pairs in the world. That's it. That's all you can.
Unless somebody prints some more. No more.
Unless they 3D print more. Listen, they're 5,900 rand a pair at the moment. They're $400. So that's a bit steep for my shoe building budget.
Yeah, listen, this is great and it's fantastic and I'm happy they're using a 3D printer. But how long until I can 3D print my Yeezys?
We are getting closer every day. Fabric's difficult, but the plastic parts are much easier now that we've got laser sintering and stuff, which is really cool. The fabric part's going to be the interesting bit, to see how they make that, but we're getting to a point where, shoes are going to be customized to your feet rather than you having to know what your shoe size is. You're going to go in and like get a 3D scan of your feet and they're going to print midsoles and insoles for your particular shoe. So you'll buy like the outside of shoe and then they'll customize everything else to your foot so that like particular for like for runners or athletes or things like that where the fit of the shoe is extremely important in relation to your performance, we're going to get much better, much faster with that. And that's where it's going to get really cool.
Jeez, bro, a trip to a Dickie Town is never going to be the same again.
Never, ever, ever. Never.
That's really cool, though. Yeah, I mean, I've always thought, like, you know, what if my foot could be more customized into my shoe? And clearly they're making a plan for that. That's cool. That's all the news, right?
Yeah, dude, that's all the news. I did write something pretty cool today, so I've been wanting to write a blog post for a while. Today's one is Snapchat is why Facebook is shitting its pants, and I got to use the poop emoji. I'm very excited.
You know I hate that emoji, though, bro. I hate that emoji.
Bro, but you have to go. You just have to do it just for me. Just go do it.
Where do I find that?
thisisdave.co.za.
Fantastic. thisisdave.co.za. This, by the way, was Dave. It's at Dave Greenway on Twitter. That there is all the latest tech news. Mr. Greenway, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me, dude. Have a good week, eh?
Power up. There you go. That's Dave Greenway. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.